Blog Talk Radio.
Well, folks, welcome to another episode of the Stone and Tile Show. I am your host, Fred Houston, and good evening, and happy Wednesday for everybody. Today is hump day. We have an interesting show coming up for you today. We're going to be interviewing some people from the Stone and Tile School and Surfaces, some old friends of mine, and if you guys are interested in stone restoration, and even if you've been in stone restoration, this is going to be a great show. So we'll get John on here and Doug and Debbie on here in a few minutes. In the meantime, I do want to mention, as I did last week, that we are, in fact, having another stone and tile inspection and troubleshooting class coming up in June. I only usually do these once a year. We're going to be doing it at the Stone and Tile School in DeBary, Florida, which is just a little bit north of Orlando. I announced it last week, and we're already starting to fill this class up. So I would encourage anyone that wants to learn a little bit more about troubleshooting style, tile and stone. Also, it's an inspection class, so you'll become certified as a stone inspector, and by doing so, you get to make some good money doing that as well. I'm going to take just a few people in this class, so I would encourage you to sign up as quickly as you can. You can either drop me an email at fhouston, F-H-U-E-S-T-O-N, @gmail.com. You can send me a message on my Facebook page. Just simply go Stone Forensics, search for Stone Forensics on Facebook, and send me a messenger there. Or you can just simply go to the Stone Forensics website. Now, you can't register there, but you can get all the information on what the show is going to cover, and we'll go ahead and to get you registered for there as well. All right, I've got a couple of people calling in, and let me go ahead and get these people interviewed here, and I don't know who is who, so we're going to take them one at a time here, and let's go with, welcome, who is this? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
All right, that must be Debbie and Doug. Hold on there, guys. Let me get John on the line.
Yep, I'm here, Doug, or Fred.
Okay, you're there as well. Okay, I think we got everybody on.
Yep.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's start with you, John. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. Busy day.
Good.
But we're doing
good.
Well.
Well, John's an old friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time. I won't say how long, otherwise we'll divulge how old we really are. but anyway, John is the founder of the Stone and Tile School. So, John, why don't you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about, tell the folks a little bit about your background.
Okay. Well, I'm John Freitag, and currently I run Elite Stone and Tile Care, which is a restoration service company. But back in 2008, I launched out Elite Stone Tile and the Stone and Tile School. And the goal was, with the Stone and Tile School, was to give independent training, going to a training center that are looking to sell chemicals, tools, supplies, equipment. We founded the school on the fact that we were going to teach them how to do restoration services. Without any obligation or any sales pitches of you got to buy this, you got to buy that. Prior to that, I was in a franchise organization where I operated a franchise for, probably for about 12, 13 years. And then I left the local franchise, and I was actually president of that franchise organization. And then in 2008, that's when I launched out doing the Stone and Tile School and our service company. So it's been a few years there that I've been doing stone restoration and stone services.
Great. Now, what makes a school unique, John? In other words, you know, we know it's a stone restoration class that you do, but this mm-hmm. is not just a lecture. This is also hands-on. So why don't you tell a little bit about the courses that you offer and how those courses run?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is that, you know, we don't spend a lot of time in classroom. So basically, probably 85% of the time that you spend in training on courses, you're going to be actually physically doing the processes. So, you know, we always start off with what we call our essential marble class, and that's the basics of marble and stone restoration. And so we start off on a Monday going through, you know, understanding the differences between marble, limestone, terrazzos, granites, onyx, and how to identify the stones and how to do some testing and evaluating and protecting the surrounding surfaces. So the morning, that's the longest day you spend in a classroom. And you usually start at around 9 o'clock, and usually 12:30 we break for lunch, and we've covered what I'll call the classroom information. And then after lunch, we break for lunch, and then we go back and put the students through. First of all, we have a number of students that come and say, yeah, we've run a floor machine, and we put them on a floor machine, and we chase them around the training facility for a little while. Yeah. And so once we make sure that everybody can control a floor machine well, then we start putting them through what they learned that morning. So they spend that whole afternoon Monday diamond honing. And everybody who comes to the Stone and Tile School, what makes us unique is they all have their own equipment. So that's not waiting and standing around watching for someone to stop and, hey, let me have my turn, is that we take five students. Five is the maximum we take, and the training center is set up so each student has their own section of floor with various types of stone on it. So they're not just working on, you know, what we call sometimes the simple and easy stones. You know, they're getting the serpentines, they're getting the travertines, they're getting the carreras, they're getting, you know, the Negro Marquinas, the absolute blacks. And so basically they're working through the process. And then all day Tuesday, they're physically on the floor doing it. So there's a tremendous amount of hands-on experience. And then Wednesday, we go back in, we talk about how to polish, and we talk about different polishing techniques. Then they spend the day polishing and honing and you know, getting their polishing skills to where they need to be. And then in the afternoon, we take them to a section of the training center, and we say, okay, you know how to hone, you know how to polish. What you need to do is, here's your section of floor. Here's your diamonds. You've got everything you need. Go restore this floor. The closest thing we can do is put them into reality. And then we go back and evaluate it. And then that's on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we go into the process of not everybody wants a shiny floor. Some people like hone finishes. And you have different hone finishes, different levels and so forth. So we go through that process, show them how to hone finishes, how to get different finishes or different looks. Then we go into sealers. How to apply sealers, how to use sealers, the purpose of the sealers. And then that usually finishes up on Thursday. And then Friday we go into repairs, we go into stain removal. And then we have general discussions as we go through this. So that is the essential class, which is the what I call the meat and potatoes. We also have, prior to that essential class, we have a tile and grout class. In the tile and grout class, we start talking about and training. First day is a classroom training. The second day is a hands-on training where we go in and say, you know, teach them how to properly clean tile and grout, how to color seal. Well, the color seal is becoming very popular today. How to clear seal, how to remove grout, how to replace grout, how to cut out tiles, how to replace tiles. So we go through that gamut of what they'd be into on tile and grout work. And then a lot of them stay over for the class I just described, which is the essential class. And then the following, after the essential class, which is Saturday, Sunday, then we offer a wall and countertop class. And in that class, we teach, you know, again, classroom first, and then we teach marble. How are you going to restore this marble countertop, this marble tabletop? And after that, you know, we go to shower walls, you know, the challenges you have with doing shower walls or walls in general. And that usually takes up Saturday. Sunday, the guys come back in, they go through classroom, they learn the, you know, how to go in and do granite work. So we'll take granite countertops, put some scratches in them, show them how to remove just scratches by spotting them and spot honing them and blending them and repolishing them. Then we go into, which is becoming a nice side of the business, is clean, repolish, and seal. So many people don't understand that the granite countertops, yeah, when you first install them, they've been sealed. But over time, cleaning and just the use and abuse, they need to be professionally cleaned, repolished, and sealed, bring the life back to them, protect them. So we do a section on that. And then we recently started doing the quartz surfaces, the engineered stones, as we used to call it, Fred, back in the day, engineered stones and so forth, but the quartz tops and that stuff. And then those are what we call the basics that get you really up and running. And then we also offer a class that for people who want to do granite floors. Not many residential homes have granite floors in. Most of the guys, when they first start up doing residential, but as they start to enter into the commercial side of the business, we have a two-day granite class, which takes them through the honing and polishing and all the process for granite floors. And then we also offer at a later time a maintenance class. Ongoing revenue is what I always look at. And Fred, you know my experience and over the years, you know, I'm a big believer in ongoing maintenance on commercial properties. It's a nice reoccurring revenue. So the people that want to go down and start attacking that segment of the business, which is different because there's different things you have to do in maintenance, but we go into a maintenance program. And teaching them the processes and how you eat that 10,000 square foot lobby or 2,000 square foot lobby and be able to keep it looking like new with a guarantee that if you maintain it the way we recommend, that the property manager would never face restoration again. Now, I have guys say, well, gee, I like doing that restoration. The problem is once you start doing maintenance is, you know, when they go to put it out to bid, if it needs restoration again, you're going to be bidding against two or three other people. If you maintain those floors in beautiful condition, there's no reason for it to ever go out to bid. And even on our service side of the company, we have buildings that we've maintained for 10, 12 years. And all only thing we get is property managers say, hey, you know, what's the price for next year? So it never goes out to bid. So that nice reoccurring income, and as you start getting those buildings and building that maintenance contract, it just continues to grow. So that's kind of the overgest of what we do in our classes.
Sure. Now, John, you know, a lot of people, I mean, obviously you teach a skill level there as well, but do you cover any of the business side of the business? In other words, you know, how to price, you know, things of that nature as well? Or is that a
separate
class?
You know, Well, that's a separate class, but we do talk about pricing and, you know, and we talk about, you know, the time, you know, is that the biggest thing about any restoration job is how long is it going to take me? Well, one of the things that we formulate is when we're training is we actually put timers on our floor machine. And we have a formulation that says if you spend this much time on this many cuts and so forth, that you can actually calculate that into, hey, it's going to take me this many hours to do this size job. And then you can translate that into either, this is what I need for my daily rate to be successful, where I pay my employees, I build my business, I cover my overhead, and most importantly, I make a profit. So we talk about, you know, daily rates, square footage prices, and then there is a separate sales and marketing class that Debbie's perfected and added onto, and then we got some basics where we can give sample contracts, commercial and residential, and talk about, you know, different advertising methods and the importance of having a great website to drive business to it. So, yeah, so when they leave, they'll have a well-rounded out, you know, based on the classes they take on, they can pretty much leave and get started in business.
So, in other words, if we have listeners, go ahead, Debbie.
I was just going to say, if I could add one thing, is companies send their technicians to the essential training, to the tile and grout cleaning and sealing, the essential stone and marble restoration, and the walls and countertops. So, and within that course, we don't get a lot into the business and sales because it just doesn't make sense. However, as John mentioned, we do have a separate sales and marketing course, and that's divided now into three different modules. And that is really targeted for the business owner. And that covers everything from how to market, how to build your referral network, talking about what are the essential components of a contract, how to sell, who to talk to when you're in a selling process. So it just makes sense not to cover too much of the business end of it within the essential, just because companies do send their technicians into training. They don't really want to send their technicians in to learn how to compete with them in business.
That makes sense. And, you know, also I know the guys out there that have technicians, sometimes you want to, and I know John's real good at this, and that is undoing their bad habits.
Exactly.
You know,
one of the things. Yeah. Okay, one of the things, Fred, that's important is that, you know, when you're learning, you know, we have a number of our students that have been in business maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and they just don't think, gee, I don't think I'm getting results, or my productivity's not good enough. And again, we really talk about, you know, the productivity. So if an owner or a technician comes in, they know that if they follow the program, that they're going to achieve completed so many square foot per day, which now allows the owner. And what I do is I take what I do in my own operation. And so, you know, I've got 5 technicians out there and I keep my schedule full. So they can't come back and say, well, I didn't get that much done today, so I need to go back tomorrow. I say, no, tomorrow you're in another job. You know, you've got to finish up this job. So what they do is they learn what they can accomplish in a given shift. And that also helps the owners now manage their employees better, because now they have an expectation level and they are getting the results they want. And so it becomes very easy for them to, you know, really start building the business.
Which is good. Now, I was going to mention that, you know, this class is not only for someone that's just brand new at it, but, you know, a lot of times, even guys that have been in business as long as we have, you tend to get in that rut. And so just, you know, learning some of the new techniques, and I'm sure you cover, you know, all the latest products are out there, and, you know, which are good, which are bad, which we don't have to go into on this show, but, you know, that's extremely important. So bring me to the next question, and that is, you know, as far as right now, meaning, you know, in the economy, is this a good time to get started in the business, or is it not so good time?
Well, again, if you just start looking around in communities and look at the amount of construction and building, and, you know, I'm in Orlando, and in fact, I was up in Detroit yesterday with a group, and driving even in Detroit, and you just see the construction going on everywhere, and the new houses being built and so forth. And this is a booming time, and it was listening to on the radio today, there was a guy that they'd interviewed small businesses, and they're saying the small businesses are now saying that 2019 looks extremely good. And, you know, I started our business in 2008, and if everybody wants to reflect back to that type of economy, and I said, gosh, if I can make it in those years starting out, when it gets good, you take off. And boy, I tell you, I've got to tell you, we've got 5 guys. And we're full, our month of March is full, and we got half of April already booked. So, yeah, it's a good time to be in business.
And I can add to that, too. I know around here where I'm at in Melbourne, the housing market's just going crazy. I mean, everywhere you look, they're knocking down the trees and putting up new developments. And we're not talking, you know, we're not talking cheap homes. We're talking really, really nice homes. Yeah. So if this area is anything like a lot of the areas that we see.
Yeah. And the other thing that happens.
I could say that hard surface is replacing carpet and a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yep, absolutely.
Especially in the high-end homes.
Yeah. And the other thing is, Fred, as you know, as the number of years you and I have spent together, is that when contractors start building a lot of homes and construction companies start building a lot and they push, guess what? That's when all the problems happen. That's when they get the scratches in the stone. That's when they got the tile that the grout got dirty before the homeowner ever moved in. Now they got to do something. And all the builder wants to do, or the contractor, all they want to do is say, just come in and get it fixed. You know, I've got to close on this house tomorrow, or next week I've got to close on it. The homeowner's not accepting the floors. They don't do this. And, you know, there's a number of contractors that they call me on a regular basis and say, hey, we got to close on this house, and the customer doesn't like this, doesn't like that, and we go in and take care of it. So, the economy is a great time to get into this business right now.
Yeah, not to mention that, you know, you have a lot of, how should I put this, you know, installations that aren't so good. And a lot of times, you know, for example, when you have excessive lippage, for example, go in there and fix that problem. So, those of you who are thinking that stone restoration is, you know, you have to have a worn floor or old. No, we used to do, and I'm sure you used to do, what we called a lot of new restorations. What I mean,
yeah,
restoration.
And we still do.
Materials, which is, yeah, which is so it's a booming. It's, you know, from what I can see, all the years that I spent in it, we had that slump, and boy, it's taken off like crazy. So, anyway, you know, some people might be thinking also, you know, is this an expensive business to get into? I mean, can I start it on a budget? Can I, you know, and I'm not trying to hold you to an exact figure on this, but you know, can the average guy that, you know, say wants to get into this business, start this business on a budget?
Well, yeah, you know, it was interesting because I just talked to a guy up in Indianapolis yesterday, and he's wanting to start out a business, and you know, he was looking at you know, hey, do I go into down the franchise route or do I do something different? And when we started talking about, you know, you going down that franchise area with franchise fees and costs and ongoing royalties and all that stuff, and then we stepped back and I said, now, you know, if you come and you want to get started in this business, you know, you could take your tile and grout and your essential marble and walls and countertop class and sales and marketing, you can be in that class for under $5,000, you know. Because, you know, and then you say, okay, what equipment? You know, we don't load people up with equipment. We give them the basic equipment they need to get started. You know, we're not going to say, gee, you know, you got to buy two floor machines, two wet dry vacs, two hand machines, you know, all this equipment that they don't need. So we start them out with a very small package of equipment, which typically I would guesstimate somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000. So by the time they get through their training and they buy their tools and equipment, you know, they might be $9,000 or $10,000. So, and then you got to get a truck and you got to get, you know, most important, you don't want to forget that, you know, hey, you better have a good website, you know, and you can have Debbie and their organization, you know, build that and all the other stuff that she does, which is, that's a whole show for you guys on what they do with that side of the business. But, you know, so I told this guy, I said, you know, for $15,000 or $16,000, you can be into it, you know. And, you know, have to buy new trucks, you know, you find yourself a good used van. Some guys start out with trailers, you know.
Right.
So you can get into this stuff relatively, you know, on a good budget, you know, relatively inexpensive budget when you look at the big picture.
So, John, so how do people find out about these classes? You know, obviously you have a website, which I'm sure you're about to give out right now. And, you know, I'm sure it lists all the classes and that. So what is the website for them to look at?
Yeah, well, it's www.thestoneandandtileschool.com.
Perfect.
And there's
as I mentioned,
sign-up form. If you want to sign up to be notified of upcoming courses, and we do have quite a few things slated for the near future. So if you want to be notified of the next courses, sign up for the announcements for the newsletter, and you'll get an email alerting you to new classes.
And that's at the bottom of each page on the website.
No, that's perfect.
And the other thing, Fred, is Fred, is that, you know, we offer classes every single month. You know, so, you know, most of the time we're fairly full on our classes. We do have a couple coming up here in March, but, you know, every month we have classes, and we're not like, you know, sometimes, you know, somebody says, oh yeah, we're going to do classes, and they call you up and say, well, we canceled classes, we only had one student. If we get one, we get two, we get five. You know, we do classes regardless. So, you know, it doesn't make a difference that, you know, well, the customer doesn't need to, or a student doesn't have to take that, well, gee, I signed up for class and, oh, gee, I had everything set up and they canceled it. We don't do that. I've done classes where I've had one student. Hey, they just get a lot of attention, you know. And then we have, most of the time, like I said, we're four or five students. So there's always typically some room in classes, and if not, we can put you in the next month.
Great, great information, John. Anything else before we switch over to Doug and Debbie there?
No, I think that's,
like that?
You know,
okay.
That's that stuff.
Sound pretty thorough. And as I said, I'll be hosting my class out there in June, so I will see everybody out there. So thanks again, John. Let me turn it over to Debbie and Doug. Debbie and Doug, are you there?
Good talking with you, Fred.
We are here.
Talk to you later, John.
Debbie and Doug. Debbie and Doug are the new owners of the Stone and Tile School. They also the owners of Surfaces. And I'll let either Debbie or Doug introduce you guys and what you do.
Go ahead, Debbie.
Great.
I'll let
okay.
You.
Well, actually, I started the Stone and Tile School before John stepped in. And John approached me at one time and said he had a vision, you know, and he had a passion to teach. And we met. Very, really connected. And at that time, this was maybe 12 years ago. And John had everything in his mind that I had determined needed to be in the school. So John took it and really developed the school out, developed the curriculum, developed the program over the years, and then we just stepped back in last year. And we've been really loving it, and also not just looking at what we've been teaching, what John's been teaching, but thinking, hearing what people have what input people have had, and realizing that there were additional classes that people were looking for. So we're in the process of developing some additional training, and very excited about them. We've got one that we're putting together right now on for specialty coding. We're going to be teaching the more anti-etch as well as some other specialty codings for people that are already in the business and want to expand their business offerings, their services, to include these kind of specialty solutions. So we've got that slated for the very near future. And we've been looking at developing an e-learning program. Years and years ago, I worked, well, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago, but I worked with a former professor of mine, and we put together the e-learning for the doctors at the VA. And I became enamored with e-learning at that time. And, Fred, I've talked to you about this as well. We really
sure.
have we share a vision that we can deliver a tremendous amount of training via self videos and other ways. So we're developing an e-learning program right now.
Debbie, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there a second and just kind of, you know, we're talking e-learning. Why don't you describe a little bit more what exactly is e-learning?
Okay, so e-learning is when you would sign on. They're typically modularized training, and they're delivered via video generally, or they're self-running, self-paced presentations of some sort. So obviously many things are not going to be taught in that way. You absolutely have to have your essential hands-on for the stone restoration training, things like that. But there are a lot of things that you don't need to physically have hands-on. And those are more of the business end of things, things like even Fred, your historic property preservation course, we're developing that into an e-learning program. So people would be able to sign in and at their own pace and at their own convenience. In fact, the reason we developed it for the doctors, for the VA, it was impossible with doctors' schedules to be able to go to the same, you know, course at the same time. Their time was very constrained. So via videos and different kinds of presentations and everything being modularized, you can learn at your own pace. E-learning is different than web-based training. Web-based training is when you might as well be sitting in the classroom in front of an instructor. They're typically live. You have very much like what we're doing right now. The students listen to the teacher. They listen to the presentation. They can stop and ask questions, raise their hands. So those are two different ways that we're going to be taking advantage of technology today, and we're working really steadfast on putting those together. We even think that with the essential, we can cut it down so that there's less time away from your work and less hotel time, because the classroom training would be able to be online. So we're working towards that as well.
And I think that's very important, because it's it's the technology of today, and a lot of people are so busy. I know I have that trouble with my seminar sometimes, is trying to get people away from their businesses, so the e-learning can definitely take some of that time away. And like you said, you can view it at your own pace, which sometimes is nicer than hearing it live.
Right, and sometimes even what we hear from companies is they want to send their technicians for some additional training, and they can't afford to let them go. They're just a small company, and they can't, you know, they just can't afford to let them spend too much time away. So we're trying to leverage that and develop more where you can do, you know, preliminary presentations first on your own time before you come to class. So that's a new development that, we're working on right now.
And
in
when
addition
did,
to trying to...
And when do you expect this to all be launched?
We have already launched the web-based training, and we're adding courses to it right now. I just had a meeting with someone yesterday that is very, very excited about presenting web-based training on business development, more on the end of the human resources business development. He happens to be a CPA as well as a human resources certified person. And he, through his company, he is going to be presenting some web-based training. We're going to have this OSHA safety training that's web-based. So those are either actually happening right now or soon will be. The e-learning is taking us time because there's just a lot more programming and development to do, as well as, you know, preparing all of the courses. But
sure,
we're actively working on it right now. And it'll probably be launched out, you know, piece by piece. It, you know, you won't be able to log in and see dozens of e-learning classes immediately, but you might be able to see three or four. And then we'll add to them continually over time.
And what's the website people need to go to see these?
Oh, so they'll go to the Stone and Tile School, and there will be a link for e-learning. And if somebody wants to learn about that, learn, I would say get on the newsletter so that you can hear the announcements as they as we make progress and further development classes, you'll be notified.
Perfect. Now, also on the specialty coatings, I want to go back to that for a minute, Debbie. Explain a little bit more about, you know, you had mentioned the anti-etch coatings. You know, what type of specialty coatings are we talking about here as far as training goes?
Great question. Doug will probably chime in here too. But there's becoming more and more of a demand because of unique situations, more so in the definitely more so in the commercial aspect. But it opens up huge opportunities for people in the business, as well as, you know, they can offer services and they can offer solutions to their customers. So, for example, right now the anti-etch for I remember years ago with if anybody remembers what Maurizio Bertoli used to say, if you have a marble countertop, you know, and you want to keep it shiny, just never use it.
Right.
And that's not the case anymore. There are proven technologies now that prevent etching from on marble or calcium based stones. And I know I work with a lot of people in the industry as a services partners, and the ones that are offering it right now are doing just enormous business and being able to service their customers that have, the, you know, these acid-sensitive stones. So being able to offer a full menu of services to somebody really starts setting you apart from the others. You know, you offer a solution. And other coatings might be things for, you know, chemical resistance coatings, metal restoration, grout tile coatings.
Correct. Terrazzo, things of that nature.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're trying to work, actually, Fred, with setting up probably a 3 or 4 day training that would encompass several different specialty coatings. It would include the more anti-etch. Debbie and I are in the process right now of private labeling some other coatings that would go on, you know, tile and grout, terrazzo, concrete. I just got done doing a large restoration job for the Hampton Inn over here in DeBary, restoring all of their windows. They had done a big restoration project on the outside of their building, but their windows look heck. You know, they're all oxidized and, you know, oranged up from the rust and irrigation that they were dealing with there. But this coating would literally go in and it restores the original color for the most part and puts a protective coating on that metal. And there's not a lot of things, just speaking of those window frames, there's not a lot of solutions for those.
Right.
You don't want to just paint them or it's going to be looking like heck pretty soon. But this product is again another proven product that's out there in the market and literally will give you protection on these non-ferrous metal surfaces for anywhere from 5 to 10 years, literally indestructible almost.
And one of the things, Fred, that I've been seeing, so surfaces spelled S-U-R-P-H-A-C-E-S, and it's our tagline is the science. That's the significance of the PH is the science and art of beautiful surfaces. Years ago, I started seeing that the trend was heading towards not limiting yourself to just stone and tile, but becoming a surface restoration expert. Mm-hmm. So we changed our name from Stone and Tile Pros to Surfaces, and the school is going to start presenting training on restoring different kinds of surfaces. And we're noticing, I work with many, many people in the industry as our surfaces partners, and I just started seeing that they were getting away from just stone and tile. Adding glass, adding metal, adding concrete, adding other wood, and we decided that was the trend, and that it was in the best interest of the people that we work with to provide the training and the support. We will always primarily be stone and tile. I mean, that's just who we are, but we're adding these supplemental surfaces in there so that they can go with a full service. They're still surface experts. They're still, they're not generalists,
right.
But they can offer.
Increasing their arsenal, so to speak.
Exactly, right. So
that sounds perfect. Well, I also I don't want to spend a lot of time on this subject here, but we'll go ahead and probably schedule another interview when we talk more about what else you do besides the Stone and Tile School and this training, and that is the web-based development and all that stuff. So if you want to talk a couple of minutes about that, that's fine. Tell everybody what you offer there, that's fine, but we'll just do more in-depth interview later on.
Okay, thanks for that opportunity because I love doing what we do. And so what we do is for people that have been trained and they, if they choose to become what we call our Surfaces Pro Partner, we almost provide the support of a franchise. It's very, very much like the support of a franchise, except the partners maintain their name, their autonomy. We do everything from build their websites to provide technical support. We build their websites, their brochures, their logos, their branding, even their vehicle graphics, and we support them. Our mantra is, don't just be on the web, be all over the web and where people are looking, where customers are looking. And
perfect.
We have our stoneandtilepros.com. We've had over 1 million unique visitors at this point. So our partners are the pros. So people would go to there to ask questions, and they would go there to find a pro. And it's our pros that are listed there. So we have probably about 80 partners across the U.S., in Australia, Canada, Bahamas, Jamaica, and
we're becoming worldly.
Yeah, and the partners support each other tremendously. There's a lot of support. We have a lot of collateral that are available for partners to use, such as professionally developed videos about the different services.
Care Guide.
The Stone and Tile Care Guide that they can put on their website. We have the Interactive Stain Guide magazine that we put out that for their customers. We post articles to their websites and their social media. So it's our objective to make sure that our partners are supported both technically by having our, you know, our technical directors and the partners support each other from that to the marketing end of it. So, yeah, I think it would, I would love to spend an entire show talking about.
We'll go ahead and do that. You know, this show, I will mention that. I'm glad you mentioned worldwide because this show definitely reaches worldwide. I mean, we have listeners in the UK, over in Saudi Arabia, Korea, everywhere. So anybody interested out there, it's not just a United States service. It's a worldwide service. So that's an excellent point. All right. Any last-minute comments before we get off the air here?
Well, speaking of worldly, we're blessed to have people from all over the world come for training at the school. And I think just if I could address a couple of things that about the school that makes it kind of unique is we are the largest facility of its kind. And we do have people come from all over the world. And even franchises that we can't really mention here. This is where they send their people to get trained. Many of them do. So,
and let me mention that I have seen the school, obviously, and I will back that up in saying this is not, for those of you interested, this is not where someone takes a couple of pallets, throws some stone on it, and you know you're working on little, 4x4 type area. I mean, this is a fairly large facility. It's set up real professional, so it's a nice facility.
Thank you for your time, Fred. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. And one more time before we get off the air, what is the website again?
The website is www.thestoneandtileschool.com, all spelled out.
Perfect. So if anyone's interested, go ahead and click on that. And John, Debbie, and Doug, thank you for your time. And we'll be interviewing you again sometime on the other topic.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks so
good
much,
talking
Fred.
To you, Fred.
Very good. Good evening.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, folks.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. There you go. I will mention that Debbie had mentioned anti-etch coatings, and I have done a couple of shows on anti-etch coatings, including the one that they talked about more. I actually interviewed the developer and manufacturer of that product. So if you guys want to go back into the archives and look at some of the anti-etch coatings, that would be great also. I will mention one more time before we close things out here that I will be doing my stone and troubleshooting seminar at the Stone and Tile School. So if you want to come to that seminar, you need to contact me and get signed up for that, and you can actually see the school and see what it looks like. As I said, it's very, very professional looking school. It's not you know done in somebody's garage. It's not a manufacturing facility. They don't sell machines. They don't sell chemicals. So you're going to get an unbiased training, which I think is extremely important. So again, it's thestoneandtileschool.com. My website is stoneforensics.com. If you need to contact me, my email is fhuston@gmail.com. Also, you can subscribe to my stone inspection and troubleshooting forum that I have on the Facebook, where we have a Failure Friday every Friday, which is kind of interesting. So, folks, I think that's a great show. We'll wrap things up, and we'll see everybody next week, same time, same station. Have a great weekend, everybody.